You are at the parking area of Stop 1 on the Best Farm. Make your way to the front of the large white stucco house, the Best House, then face Maryland 355 with the house behind you. At the time of the battle, Maryland 355 was known as the Georgetown Turnpike. You are now facing in an easterly direction with the city of Frederick to your left, and the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad on your right, located next to the tree line. Follow the tree line eastward to the Georgetown Turnpike. On the opposite side of the turnpike where the tree line and the road meet is a triangle. That area is known as Monocacy Junction, and beyond that is the railroad bridge that crosses the Monocacy River. At roughly 6 a.m. on the morning of July 9, 1864, Confederate General Jubal Early's army of roughly 15,000 men entered the city of Frederick. They had traveled over 200 miles in less than a month. Their objective was to threaten the national capital at Washington, D.C., and capture it if possible. As the Confederates moved into Frederick, General Stephen Dodson Ramsey's division led the army south along the Georgetown Turnpike en route to Washington. Meanwhile, the Union force of roughly 6,600 men under the command of General Lew Wallace had established a defense at Monocacy Junction to delay the Confederate advance. There was a detachment of roughly 275 men located at the junction under the command of Captain Charles Brown of the 1st Maryland Potomac Home Brigade. The rest of the Union army was located behind these troops across the river in two lines of battle. At roughly 8:30 a.m., Confederate skirmishers moved down the Georgetown Turnpike toward the junction. Brown could see the Confederates advancing toward his position, but he failed to give the order to open fire. He mistakenly thought that they were reinforcements coming to his aid. At a distance, they probably looked like reinforcements because many of the Confederates were wearing various parts of blue uniforms, which they had acquired days earlier from the Union supply depots in the Harper's Ferry area. The Confederates opened fire, surprising Brown. As both sides then engaged each other, Brown passed command of the detachment to Lieutenant George E. Davis of the 10th Vermont Regiment, a more experienced officer. Wallace had ordered Davis earlier in the morning to hold the two bridges across the river at all hazard and prevent the enemy from crossing. About 9 a.m., roughly 350 Union troops were sent across the covered bridge to support the troops at the junction. The covered bridge was approximately 100 yards to the right of where the road and the tree line intersect in front of you. 100 men remained on the west side of the covered bridge to guard the structure while the remaining 250 moved north along the Georgetown Turnpike and established a skirmish line, located to your left in the vicinity of the Best Farm Lane. Outnumbered by the advancing Confederate division, the skirmishers were gradually pushed back to the railroad cut in the junction where Davis and the rest of the Union detachment were located. Also at 9 a.m., Confederate artillery just beyond the tree line to your left was engaged. Their first shots landed about 0.2 miles behind the junction near Gambrel Mill, wounding several soldiers from the 87th Pennsylvania Regiment and mortally wounding two soldiers from the 151st New York Regiment. Skirmishing continued until about 9:30 a.m. when Confederate forces decided that an alternate place would have to be found to cross the river to avoid converging at the two bridges and coming under heavy Union fire. The Confederates fighting immediately in front of you would maintain the pressure at the junction. We are now going to proceed to the next stop. The turn at Stop 2 is difficult to navigate. Persons with large vehicles or towing items should remain at Stop 1 for the next section. Return down the access road and take a right at the stop sign. Travel south of Maryland 355 and cross over the railroad. Take the first right before you come to the river.